Neil, you'll have to spend more times being banned, but what are your highlights? We'll go through the game generally, but what's your overriding positive from that game, apart from the obvious?
Just an absolutely depleted squad. Four players going out in the last 10 days. Max Woodcock being recalled last night. People don't see it. You know, having to bring Bob Jammer back in today, DJ back in, Donner's 50% fit. It's hard work. Some people don't see it. There was a bit of second half, whether or not it really got us up, got our backs up when the fans cheered for a shot in the second half. And, you know, I don't know, little things like that. Maybe it does spur us on a little bit. I know it's in jest. I thought the fans were incredible today. And you ask me what it means. I mean, they didn't stop from minute one to minute 90. And I've walked around the whole stadium there and everyone's saying, well done. And like the chairman just said to me, this is what it means to this football club. Just give everything you can do. And we have done, James. And today we've got a little bit of luck and we've won the game.
And looking through the team, defence, apart from obviously set piece, which you can tell us your thoughts on that to concede from set piece, but generally the in difficult conditions the defence stood up.
I thought they were magnificent. James, I don't want to sound like a broken record. I've got Curtis Jones back. I've got Jan Palinkas back. I've not had him all season. No, they're getting up to game fitness. I've got Joe Ferguson who's come in, who's just learning. I've got Big George back in today. You know, we've had massive players missing football team. Look at Dante Gabaldon's goal. We've had him missing for two and a half months. It's near on impossible with the limitations we're up against to keep churning out good football players in the manner where we are at the minute. But you know, when we get good players back, it's that character. It's that sense of urgency. Charlie Ennis was amazing today, immaculate. I thought I just thought the base was really good, and the changes made, you know, a world of difference. And I might have been in the stands, but I was certainly making every change and kicking every ball. And you know, sometimes you get to see it from a different viewpoint up there, but just delighted, James, delighted.
And how much of a difference did it make when Gabaldon was switched to the centre field? You know, Gilboy ran willingly and fought for the ball, but Gabaldon more of a threat, perhaps.
Yeah, and it really is hard, and people are going to question why you don't change your system. We have two nights a week maximum to work on something, and we worked on something on Thursday night with Woodcock, and then he gets recalled yesterday, so you change things straight away. So Dante comes from the central position, he goes into the wide area. You know my saying in the dressing room, the things that people don't see, and that's what happens to you, and it's hard. But you know what, I've just said it all along, like emotionally, you know, I was sat next to an FC fan today. I've never met him before. You know, an elder gentleman, and you know, just saying, talking to me about FC United and kind of the highs and lows and kind of where we are as a football club. And I was just like, I'm so proud to be the manager and listening to his stories. And when we scored, I don't know, jumped on Adrian, but I came back and he went, oh, that's, you know, I'm delighted for you. Just give at least a hug. I've never seen him in my life, but it's what the football club's about, isn't it, James? And I'm not getting carried about one win, but it's been flipping our work, and we've got a win, and hopefully we can start looking upwards now.
And the feature of the two goals, composure really in the end on a difficult surface for both goals.
I mean, don't underestimate how hard both finishes were. I mean, Gabaldon was a great finish, but the mental strength of Bennett to miss a sitter, you know, to miss a sitter and then to do what he did, you know, to go and win the game, that's credit to the lad. And you know, I'm just delighted for the players in the football club, because that's for everything for them. And we show that we might be in the face of adversity, really depleted with the squad, and we've had bad luck, but that win just makes it all so special. And like I said, what the chair said to me just before, you know, this is what this football club's about. They'll sing to the end, they'll cheer to the end, they'll sweat blood and tears, and everyone's right behind each other. There's no better feeling when we go and win the game.
And George Murray-Jones, his education for him, playing at Atherton Colliery, he's coming from where... But, you know, he was asked... They cut a couple of snapshots where he had to react and he had to concentrate and seemed to do what he had to do.
He's incredible, isn't he? He's a goalkeeper. And we've joked with George when we got here as well. It's not Man City, it's Atherton. I said, what do you think about it? I love it. And the feedback we've got from Man City, you know, only this week I speak to Phil, you know, a lot, and he's absolutely loving it here. And like you said, the 23s is exceptional, but it's not... That it's not what he's just witnessed and he hasn't seen before yet was how much that means to people to win a game of football, and that's what it is, and that's, you can't underestimate that. It means something. It means more to us, you know. And I don't want to rile people up, James. And you know, I've had a few things in my head the last few weeks, and people just don't like us for whatever reason. Well, do you know what? Siege mentality. We'll stick together. We'll go through walls together, and that's what it means. It means absolutely everything to get 3 points for this football club, and hopefully we can kick on from here.
11-point clear of the drop. Now, I know you don't discuss these things, but home game with Basford would probably pretty much seal the deal. What sort of game are you expecting at home to Basford?
Confidence. The confidence that we'll take from this game will rise another couple of inches. We'll hopefully have Buckley back. We've got Donoghue, you know, through 40 minutes of the game there. It was great. And you can't underestimate what that does. And when you had it knocked out of you against Rylands or Workington, or whatever it will be, the confidence we'll get from this game, that doesn't guarantee a win, but it will give us a real bounce going into this week. And we'll never underestimate anybody. Get back to Broadhurst Park, get the fans through the gate, make the noise, you know, because the noise helps us. It's a 12th person, and that's what we want. And we just want to get, we can't wait to get back now. That win doesn't make the season, but it makes a big difference.
Finally, yesterday afternoon at FC's excellent weekly community event, FC Sporting Memories, Brian Richardson gave a talk, which was very entertaining and very informative. But one thing he said was that FC fans were the best crowd he's ever played in front of because they cheer when you lose. Well, how good was it that, how much did those fans deserve, who sang from start to finish, deserve that ending? How much did they, what part did they play to?
It's not a point here to be critical about one or two voices that you might hear when, you know, discontent. 99.9% of the people at this football club are fantastic people. And they've supported the club, supported me, supported them lads in there. You've seen them today, you see what it means to them, they're all hugging. And I'm at a point of standing here and shaking all the hands, and if anybody wasn't happy, they could have said something, but they didn't. We were all jovial because we're together. You know, and this football club has got to be together at all points. You know, sometimes, yeah, you might not be happy, but we stick together, and this is what happens, you know. And you might think this is over the top, it's 3 points. Well, it's more than 3 points to me. It's more than 3 points, and a win's more than a win. It's incredible. It's for the fans, for everyone, for the football club, support shown for me. Now we've got to kick on. Now we've got to finish the season strong. We know what we've got to do in the summer. We've got a long way to go yet, James, this season, and we're going to need them fans.
I'll tell you, it really was not over the top. No. That was a big win.
Big win. It really was.
Fantastic. Congratulations to you and the team for hanging on in there.
Thanks for everyone coming. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next Saturday at Broadhurst Park. Cheers. Sure.